Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. And may we be blessed in the hearing of this good news. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. I am going to ask you at specific points in the Gospel to read the first verse of this section together. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And you'll know when it's time to read when I say something like, and Jesus says, or Jesus reminds us. I'll give you some sort of cue. Okay? So, and Jesus says. Jesus, what do you mean, don't be afraid? Have you read the headlines? Gun case falls apart with cop's testimony. Providers of health care in recovery. Afghanistan a thorny topic for candidates. Eggs and a side of eagles. New rules for resale shops. And Jesus says, was Jesus serious? Is he still paying attention to what's happening down here? Jesus, you're preaching to a much different group of people than you were preaching to 2,000 years ago. People in your time believed in a three-tier universe, heaven, earth, and hell. We know that there are galaxies and black holes. We've even eliminated Pluto as a planet. The people in your time had a very limited understanding of health and how the human body works. We're sophisticated enough that we have robotics. Robotics, robots helping us with surgery. In your time, Jesus, very few had an education. In our time, almost anybody who lives in America or Canada or Europe and a lot of other places in the world can get an education. 2,000 years ago, people lived by the seasons, by the natural time, by sun time. Now we can change time zones within a matter of hours, and our seasons are less stable. Back in your time, people certainly had the capability for war. We have more than the capability for war. We can self-destruct our whole planet at any time that we want. And Jesus says, Jesus, did you just hear what we said? There's all this stuff going on around us. We're doing our best to follow you. We know the Ten Commandments and we're trying. We have the two great commandments. Love God with your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. We're doing our best. The Great Commission, go out and make disciples of all nations. That's a pretty tall order for busy people whom you've given a lot of responsibility. What do you want us to do? And Jesus says, How can we not be afraid? Your Father, our Father, God, gave us a lot of responsibility. He gave us children and families and grandchildren. He should understand about kids. You were one of his. You were his. We want our children to grow up in safety, to be good people, to be productive, to be good workers in your kingdom. It takes a lot of time and energy. And on top of everything else, now we grandparents and aunts and uncles, and the whole community has to raise up children. You expect us to be committed to our church, to volunteer work, to teach in classes, and we even have to work harder and harder and harder in our jobs and in our everyday life just to stay where we are. Some of us, even right here this morning, are concerned about our health, our jobs, and our relationships. There's too much coming at us. We don't know where the next disaster is going to hit. It's pretty overwhelming. And yet you say, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You are all my children. You are my people. My heart goes out to you. It always has and it always will. Let God love you. Let me love you into my heart, into all that you need. If you let my Son, he will show you how. He will show you how to let yourself be loved by me. Even though the world thinks it's sort of a foolish, maybe naive, quaint, maybe even a ridiculous idea. Let me love you. There are many reasons in your world to feel anxious and to be afraid. Some of you even walk around with sort of a free-floating anxiety, even though you are working hard at practicing your faith. And you wonder what I expect of you. Listen again to my words. It really is my Father's good pleasure, his desire, his longing to give you the kingdom. But it's not the kingdom you expect it to be. And what my Father expects is that it's as simple and as hard as this. Let go. Let go of everything that you think you know. And let go when it's hardest to let go. In your deepest moments of fear, of loneliness, of anxiety, of worry, of exhaustion. It's when you are in those most tender, vulnerable places in your heart that my heart, my great, big, huge, unimaginable loving heart can enter in and touch yours. And what I will give you is of my kingdom. And that is the peace that passes all understanding. And with that peace, you need not be anxious. When you allow my Father's heart to touch you, you will never be the same. You will live in the present moment, not in the selfish sort of eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we die present moment, but in the putting the community's present and very real needs ahead of your anxieties about a future that you don't know, a future that you say you trust is in my hands and in my heart. So listen to my Son's words again. There are people in this world who have written wise words, and I'd like you to listen to one of them. This man climbed Mount climbed a mountain in the Himalayas. And these are his words. Until one is committed to me, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back always being ineffective. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and plans. And that truth is that the moment one definitely commits oneself to me, then I move too. I will move in. All sorts of things occur to help you that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from your decision, rising in your favor, all manner of help that only I can provide, which no one would have dreamt could come your way. And he says, so let us have what skill we may and push our plans, however strenuously. We remain utterly dependent on providence, on God, for bringing our plans to their best conclusion. And their best conclusion may not be the end that we ourselves had hoped for. But one result of this is a glorious freedom from anxiety and the increase of much energy. Living without anxiety about life and its needs is not a starting point, but it's a result to the commitment to the cause of God. And Jesus says, a ceaseless commitment to God is not a perpetual drain on what we have. It is the source of what we have and of what we will need. Make that commitment, Jesus says, and you will find that God is also committed to you and will not let you lack what you require to carry out your commitment. Genuine commitment to God means commitment to accepting whatever God deems best for the journey, twists and turns through forest and desert as it may be. Lacking commitment to God, we cannot and do not expect God to provide. And so we may fall into unjust ways of providing for ourselves. Making that commitment, we find that God is committed to us too and longs to give us the kingdom as God has longed all along. And we find that quite unexpectedly, God does indeed provide. And Jesus reminds us.